Now God deals with that with them here in the 12th chapter when he says to them, Israel is to have only one place to worship in the land. Now let me read chapter 12. He says here, verse 1, these are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, and upon the hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars, break their pillars, burn their groves with fire, and ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God. Now, this is important, friends, to see. The reason that these people went into Babylonian captivity was because they had gone into idolatry. And the reason that the judgments of God came upon them one after the other in the times of the judges when they ruled over them was simply because of idolatry. And you'll find it was the thing that this man Elijah, the first and greatest of the prophets, leveled his message against, idolatry in the land. It is the thing that when you come to the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, the danger of idolatry. And there's no use for us to say today, well, this is no danger for us because we just happen to be folks that are enlightened and we do not fall down and worship an idol. Are you quite sure about that, friends? Anything that you put between your soul and God is your idol, and it can be most anything. For a great many people today, I know a young man, I saw him grow up in the church, sweet, lovely Christian, I thought he was, and he got into a large corporation, and he had wonderful ability. And he began to move up in the organization. And the farther that he moved up, the farther he got away from God. So that today, that job comes first. I was in a distant city holding a meeting. And he, I think for old time's sake and courtesy's sake, and the sake of his parents, invited Miss McGee and myself to dinner. And we had dinner with him. He made it very clear to me he would not be able to come to the meetings during the week because of business. He was very busy. Well, I soon found out, and learned this largely from others, that business and advancement and position, that was his idol. That was his God. You talk about worshiping. Why, he fell down before that idol every day, not just 5 days a week, 7 days a week, he fell down before that idol. Anything that you put between your soul and God is your idol. That was the grave danger of Israel, of course.